Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird. Valued at $19,663 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Well, if you were not with us on our last show, it was very exciting with our champion, Neil Roden. He kept turning things down, putting money into his bank account. Finally, he got to what he wanted. It was a beautiful grand piano. So with a grand piano, trip to Mexico, color TV, $1,000 in cash. He left us with over $16,000 in cash and prizes. We congratulate that fine teacher from Rochester, New York. So we have three new challengers, and Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello, Nessa.
Oh,
little touch of formality here. Why don't you introduce
the players? Three new contestants, yes. Our first new contestant is a numbers runner from Long Beach, California. Give a warm welcome to Bob Sturgeon.
Really? Hello, Bob.
He likes to play games, originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Give a big hand to Diane Wilson.
Hi, Diane.
And his life is an ever-changing world. From Long Beach, California, a hearty welcome to Rich Singer.
Hello there, Rich. Well, we'll see you a little later with some bargain summer. Thank you. Get acquainted with these people, get them comfortable. Bob, you are a numbers runner?
Well, actually, Jim, I'm an accountant. Ah. So, of course, I work with numbers. And when I'm overloaded with work, I run it home at night, finish up, and run it back to the office.
Run it back. That makes you a numbers runner. All right, good to have you here, Bob. Diane, you like to play games.
That's right, Jim. I like games so much that I have a collection of about 100 of them, including board games, word games, card games, dice games.
That's a pretty extensive collection there, 100. That sounds like you've got about all of them. Nice to have you here.
Thank
Rich,
you.
Your life is an ever-changing world?
Yes, Jim. I'm currently taking classes at an improvisational comedy theater in L.A., and we're constantly changing setting and scene, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's never the same way. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
That's very interesting work. Good to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. Let's get you started with $20. And as you know, the player with the most money at the end of the show will be the champion and will go back shopping with me. Let's start with this for $5. What popular TV show is responsible for the perfume Forever Crystal and the... Diane?
Dynasty.
Dynasty is what it is. $5 for the correct answer. Diane goes to $25. What did Herbert Hoover promise to put in every pot? Bob? A little before your time there, Bob. Herbert Hoover promised a chicken in every pot. Chicken in every pot. You lose five on that. Sorry about that. Down to 15. What famous fictional lawyer had a secretary named Della Street? Diane?
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason it is. Diane to $30. In what sport would you make a chip shot? Rick?
Golf.
That's golf, and Rich goes to 25. Yes, indeed. How much salt do you need if the recipe calls for one TSP? Bob?
Teaspoon.
Teaspoon is what it is. Bob gets back to the $20 mark. Yes. But it's time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Diane, you've got a $5 lead, and in your honor, Dara and Greg wore some clothes from home.
Hey, Diane, make your own kind of music with the Omnicord, the new electronic guitar that also features piano, drums, bass, and organ. Omnicord, the one-man band you can strum from Futuretronics. And it's normally priced at $343. But today, on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5. Far out.
That's why. That really is a great instrument. You can do a lot with it. Now, she said $5. It's $6 is what it costs. $343 for $6, I believe it had. But either way, I am going to drop the price to $5 because you would be in a tie with Rich and you'd have this beautiful musical instrument for just $5.
Well, it does look like a lot of fun, but...
Not that good, huh?
I don't know.
$200 in cash for the electric bill to go with it. Going. July now. You've got the... Yeah, they worked so hard to sell it. With the $200 in cash, you're over $500 for just $5. We'll knock that off your score and get you down to $25 and a tie with Rich. And Bob, just a question behind. By what four-letter nickname do we know the comedian born with the name Clero Wilson? Rich?
Flip.
Flip Wilson it is. Rich goes into the lead. What continent calls its extreme southern tip the Cape of Good Hope? Bob.
Africa.
Africa is what it is. Bob ties Diane for second place at 25. Name the character from the Arabian Nights who carries off the treasure of the 40 thieves. Rich?
Sinbad.
No. Ali Baba and the 40 thieves. Same fella, right? Well, you lose five on that. We've got a three-way tie.
And it's time now for the Fame Game as the players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board, looking for the identity of characters, characters plural. We are a group of weird-looking performers, first conceived about 25 years ago. The first of us to gain national fame was Rolf the Dog. Rich?
The Muppets.
Muppets is exactly what they are. Yes, indeed. Rich, you've earned yourself a pick of the board. 9 numbers up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
Number 8.
And behind number 8, we have a wood stove. Sierra's Cricket on the Hearth, an insert-tested and major zero-clearance fireplaces. Or installs freestanding, closer to combustibles than many wood stoves, furnished by Sierra.
That's very nice. That's a $599 stove. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And with a 3-way tie, we've got a good game going. Back to it right after this. Scoreboard tells it all with 3 new challengers, Bob, Diane, and Rich, all 3 at $25. Back to business with this. What grain is the basis of the Japanese beverage known as sake?
Bob. Rice.
Rice is what it is, and Bob goes into the lead at 30. What Beatles song includes the line, "Why she had to go, I don't know, Bob"?
Yesterday.
She wouldn't say. Yesterday is exactly what it is. 2 in a row for Bob and a $10 lead. What's the word for a rock icicle formed on the roof of a cave, Diane?
Stalactite.
That's exactly right. Stalactite it is. And Diane goes to 30. Name the organization which boasts the world's largest fingerprint file. Rick?
The FBI.
FBI it is, and Rich ties Diane to second place. But Bob, you've got the lead all to yourself. You've got a $5 lead, and we've got some great fashions you might be interested in.
Bob, fashion a new look with this handsome leather outfit for the gentleman. A calfskin jacket in basic blouson style with a removable vest and matching leather pants from Leather Conspiracy. And it's normally priced at $689. But today on Sale of the Century, cheers for only $10.
Very nice. Yeah. David gives his GQ smile there when he gets all dressed up. Bob, $689 worth of great leather fashion. Do you like the fashions?
That's sharp, Jim. Real sharp.
It really is. It's very nice stuff. And I tell you, if you like the fashions, I love 3-way ties. So not 10 bucks. You can have $689 worth of fashions for the value of 1 question and win a 3-way tie. Going once.
Gotta get it.
Going twice. He's gonna buy. Yeah, that's a good deal. Enjoy that. Cost you just $5, you've got $689 worth of clothes, and we've indeed got a 3-way tie. According to Tennyson, it's better to have loved and lost than, Bob?
Than never to have loved at all.
You got it, and you've got that lead back for the $5 entry. Calling itself the International Magazine for Men, this publication... Bob?
Penthouse.
This publication founded by Bob Guccione. Good job on that Penthouse it is. And again, the $10 lead for Bob. What state was home to the silver mine known as the Diane.
Nevada.
Comstock Lode, I was going to say. Nevada's what you should say. You're right. Good anticipation. Diane goes to 35. What are scapulas, ulnas, and clavicles? Rich.
Bones.
Bones is what they are. Yeah. Just got that one at the last moment, Rich. And added another 5. $5 separate the players. In what state would you be if you were driving from Zanesville to Toledo? Bob.
Ohio.
Ohio is exactly where you'd be. And Bob goes to 45 and again a $10 lead. Talking about Ohio, our staff is always looking for odd laws, and they found an odd one in Ohio. If you are planning a fishing trip there, remember, there is a law in Ohio which prohibits fishing for whales in any stream, river, or lake on Sunday. So, on Monday through Saturday, you catch all the whales you want. Always nice when the players get a chance to pick up nice things along the way after our champion left with over 16,000. I think, Bob, you've got the fashions, so you're around the $600 mark. Diane, got the musical instruments, $200 in cash, so you're over $500. Rich, maybe this will be the segment you get something. Certainly got a good game here. Bob at 45, Diane and Rich both at 35. $15 money card added to the board, Fame Game and a famous thing. I am an ancient device used for thousands of years in European and Asian countries. The Chinese version of me is called Suan Pan, which means reckoning board. I'm used in schools to help students understand the point value. Rich?
Abacus.
Abacus is exactly what it is. As Rich beats everyone in the buzzer. And now you do have a chance to pick something up. Will it be a prize or a money card? Which one do you like?
I'll take the money card. Number 2, please.
And behind number 2, we have parquet flooring.
All right.
Heart-closed solid oak parquet flooring. A beautiful oak floor designed to install yourself with a cushioned foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Heart-closed Parquet.
Very nice. $375. But Summer, he asked for a money card. I have no idea why he gave parquet flooring. All the money cards stay up there. We'll add the 25 later. Back with this. In what professional sport will you find weight categories such as fly, baton, rich?
Boxing.
Boxing is what it is. Rich goes to 40 within $5 a box. According to the Gospel of St. Matthew, to what country did Mary and Joseph flee with Jesus? Diane?
Galilee?
No. To avoid King Herod, they fled to Egypt. Egypt, you lose five on that, Diane. Sorry about that. Down to 30. Name the European nation ruled by royal families named Plantagenet, Stuart, Hanover, and Tudor. Bob?
Great Britain?
Great Britain is exactly what it is. Yes, and Bob goes to 50. Bob, you set the lead out now. You've got a $10 lead over Rich, and we've got a beautiful piece of furniture you might enjoy.
Bob, deck out your decor with this beautiful bureau, a pine block front chest with brass fittings and a shell design, with a matching mirror furnished by the Antique Guild. And it's normally priced at $1,078. But today on Sale of the Century, it's just for only $15.
That's beautiful. Very lovely piece of furniture. Over $1,000 antique. Costs $15. Do you like it, Bob?
I love it. That's great.
It costs $15, Bob. Now, if you bought that for $15, you would be trailing by $5, just the value of one question. That's all it would be. Bob, I'd like you to have it. Since you'd like it, I'd really like you to have it.
I'd love to have it, Jim.
Well, let's see.
I would really love to have it.
Pick a pocket.
You say it's an antique.
It's an antique. Pick a pocket. Which one?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Which one? This one or that one?
That one.
That one here.
No.
This one here. $200 in cash. $1,078 cost $15, $200 in cash, a $1,278 bargain. You'd be trailing by a question. Going once? You picked the wrong. I got to be honest. You picked the wrong pocket. There was more money in the other pocket. For that reason, I'll knock $5 off the score. You'll be in a tie for $10. Going once. Going twice. Going to buy the furniture and $200 in cash with just $10. We got a good game going, and we will finish it up right after this. Enjoy that. Enjoy the money there, Bob. Well, Bob Sturgis does some good buying, and he's still in the middle of a tough match. Bob and Rich both at 40, and Diane just two questions behind at 30. From the Latin for quick, this is the pedal you push to make your car go faster, Bob.
Accelerator.
Accelerator is what it is. Bob back into the lead again by 5. Name the nation which is bounded by the Arabian Sea, the Bay of Bengal, and the Indian Ocean. Bob?
Saudi Arabia?
No. India. India. Very simply with the Indian Ocean in the India. And you lose 5 down to 40, and again a tie with the gentleman. The title character of what classic film was abducted from his home on Skull Island? No? Oh, no. Time ran out before you. Did anybody in the audience know it? King Kong. King Kong from Skull Island. No one scores on... Sure, Rich wants to hit your brother now, yeah. Time for the fame game, and Rich again, he wants to find a money card. That makes sense. $25 money card is up there on the board. We're looking for a famous place. I am a country whose people are descended from invaders who settled in me more than 2,300 years ago. Most of my people live in my lowlands. They speak with a soft musical accent, and the letter R is pronounced with a trill of the tongue. My clans are noted for their tartans, the bagpipe and kilt. Diane.
Scotland.
Scotland is right, yes. I thought you'd get it with clans. Bagpipe for sure at Scotland. Diane, you've got the pick of the board, and what number looks good to you?
I'm going to try number 4.
That's good. And behind number 4, we have $15.
Money cards are up there someplace. Where are the other two big ones?
And the 3.
But a $15 money card added to Diane's score, she jumps into the lead. However, anyone can win it as we finish up the game with a speed round. And 60 seconds on the clock, please. Diane at 45, Bob and Rich both at 40. Just $5 separating three good players as we start the speed round now. Who is considered to be the father of modern psychiatry? Bob.
Freud.
Right. What kind of fruit is a maraschino? Bob.
Cherry.
Right. Who is the wife of Roy Rogers? Rich.
Dale Evans.
Right. Name the capital of Wyoming. Rich.
Cheyenne.
Right. What former federal prison lies in San Francisco Bay? Rich.
San Quentin.
Wrong. Name the sport played with horses, balls, and mallets. Rich.
Polo.
Right. In the TV series Bonanza, what was the name of the Cartwright Ranch? Rich.
Circle X.
Wrong. In poetry, how many lines make up a couplet? Bob.
6.
Wrong. Which of our 50 states was the last to join the Union? Diane.
Hawaii.
Right. Dale Carnegie's bestseller was How to Win Friends, Diane.
And Influence People.
Right. In which of the performing arts would you use the Stanislavski? Rich.
Playing the piano, musical.
Wrong. Name the country whose capital is Buenos Aires.
Rip. Argentina.
Right. What medal is awarded to American soldiers wounded in battle? Rip.
Purple Heart.
Right. According to the legend, what creature was slain by the magic sword of St. George? Bob.
The dragon.
Right. When copper time is up. And Diane is the champion by that $5 difference. I had to look twice. The score wound up exactly the way we went in, with Bob and Rich tied for second place, and Diane the champion. That money card was the difference. Congratulations to the new champion. Back to Diane in just a moment. First of all, which of the performing arts would you use the Stanislavski method acting? And I did a bad job of it on that. How many lines in a couplet? A couplet? Two. Just two in a couplet. And the Cartwright Ranch is the Ponderosa. And in San Francisco Bay, you'd find Alcatraz. Got to say goodbye to Bob and Rich. And I'm delighted that neither gentleman are going home empty-handed. Bob, you've got yourself that fashion chest, $250 in cash. You are well over $2,000 in cash and prizes. Thank you, Bob. Rich, you got the wood stove and the flooring with the cash in front of you. You are over $1,000 in cash.
Thank you very much.
Thank you as well. But Diane came out on top, and she's going shopping. Come on there, Diane Wilson. Let's go shopping. Well, the scores bounced around, but you won by exactly the $5 that you had the lead going in. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now you're going up here. Now, you won with $55. Now, the first prize costs more than that, but forget about the price. You are entitled to the first level prize. It would normally cost $85, but for $55, if you just say yes, you'll have this lovely prize that would look great on you.
Elegance never looked so good than with this beautiful lady's necklace. A classic cable wire design in 18-karat yellow gold. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. Normally priced at $2,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85, but as I said, that beautiful necklace. But as I said, now you just forget about the price. You are entitled to that first level prize.
Oh,
just say yes, and that's yours. If you decided to play on, of course, that does put you a little further away. The next thing up the line is $120 away, but it might be worth going for. It's lovely. Take a look at this.
Wrap yourself in luxury with this lovely fur. A beautiful shade of gold to add that touch of class to a special occasion. A classic design of vertical fur with a stylish notch collar from Bicker & Bicker of Beverly Hills. Normally priced at $6,500. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
And Dara running around changing there, so you're looking at everything. You can walk away with the necklace, or the next thing is the jacket. There are other things up the line. I don't think you've had a good look at this. $340. Oh, would you look great out in the water in this, Jay?
Be the captain of your own ship with this beautiful speedboat. A sleek family runabout that's great for skiing or for relaxing cruises on the water, with lay-down seats for optimum sunning. Furnished by Kim's Boat Center. Normally priced at $11,850. Yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Very nice. The car behind us is only $530. $640 would give you every prize on the stage. $750 would give you all of the prizes. And this.
A cash jackpot of $61,000.
And that is beginning to grow. In total, that's $125,043 in cash and prizes. But that is a ways away, Diane. Right now, you have $55. And really, that's all you need to buy that beautiful lady's necklace. Just say yes, you can have it and leave. Or put your money in the bank, $120 away from the fur. You think about it a moment, and then we'll get your decision. With our champion, Diane Wilson, a medical technologist, right?
Correct.
Oh, Diane, you would be the envy of the hospital if you came in with that beautiful necklace. All you have to do is say yes, and that necklace is yours, or put your money in the bank, $120 away from the fur coat. What's your decision going to be?
It's really a tough decision. The necklace is gorgeous, but I think I'm going to come back.
You're going to come back? All right, we'll put our money in the bank. He's going to take the risk that you can continue to win. We'll have another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. $62,000. Two new challenges next time. I hope you join us on Sailor Adventure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck this summer.
All prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.